said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
They don't want us to know our true nature. They hide the fact that we are perfect creation. Have us believe that we need sedation, food. We don't need it, it lowers vibration. We are energy beings. Yeah, we don't need a thing, we are already complete. Believe and breathe. Want you to be a slave to your mind, want you to eat and get disease. We have been blind for so long. Time to wake up. We are, brotherians. Everything right now, we are, brotherians. The spirit breath is all around. Don't be afraid. It's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. It's not far-fetched. No matter what you believe, it's really heaven on earth. But you just got to see. Don't be afraid. It's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. It's not far-fetched. No matter what you believe, this is really heaven on earth. But you gotta, just gotta see, meditation is the foundation. Qigong, breathwork, choose your cultivation. Showing our true potential, now life is so amazing. Grounding myself, feet to the earth, sun gazing. Being consistent, now my energy is raising. Human photosynthesis, come on and embrace it. Holistic life, let's make the transformation. No matter how I felt, discipline myself, I am on my way. Inspiration helps. I just watch my old self melt away. Gotta make this change. Doing this for me, higher self awaits. We can live forever or for a very long time. Don't be afraid. It's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. It's not far-fetched. No matter what you believe, it's really heaven on earth. But you just gotta see. Don't be afraid. It's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. We are beings of light. We are energy beings. And we don't need anything but energy. This transition to move from grosser being to subtler being, from physical food to subtle food, from visible food to invisible food, from protein to prana, from carbon to light. It's a lifestyle. It's not a race. Somebody is going ahead of me. It's not a race. It is the lifestyle of awareness. Pranic journey is the lifestyle of awareness. It is the journey of love. You love your body. You love your emotions. You love your spirit. Your mind. It is a non-violent journey. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, those Hatha Yogis, they practice violence. Here, you move around and just remember the Father. That's your meditation. Wake up in the morning and remember the Father with love, because He is the highest on high. He is the Supreme Soul. He is the Supreme Father. And He is the Supreme Energy. Meditation is nothing but energy cultivation. It is nothing but connecting lower energy to higher energy. So when the higher energy starts pouring into the lower channel, the lower point of light will activate and energize the entire physical body. It's in our DNA. We are already complete. We are born complete. We are born perfect. And whatever we have done from Copper Age has made us nothing but less complete, more incomplete. We really do not need anything. We are already the pranic beings. Who can survive and sustain and nourish only and only by the universal cosmic life force called prana. It's a lifestyle of vigilance. It's a lifestyle of watchfulness. It is a lifestyle of moment to moment awareness. Spin the discus of self-realization, Baba said. This is the lifestyle of spinning the discus of self-realization. We are into the 25th day of this pranic journey. And we are seeing different methods, means to attain the goal of becoming Brahmacharyan. The beings who don't need any outside support. Those who can survive only and only on prana. And one of the important tools to achieve this goal is meditation. Rather, meditation is the foundation. And in one of the classes, we had seen different types of meditation. Today, we'll see something more about meditation. First step. Step number one. Where to meditate? You can meditate anywhere. In the office, in your room. Wherever. Prana is everywhere. But it is best to meditate in open areas, in air, in the areas which is filled with bioplasmic air, fresh air, in the natural places. So the first question is where to meditate. But know that the sun rays are touching each and every particle. So no matter, even if you are in a closed room, it is also charged. But prefer places near environment where there is scenic beauty, where earth is there, fire, five elements, water, ether, and sky, whatever you call. The first is earth. Meditation means you are filling your system with increased flow of prana, life energy. It is the energy exchange. It is the energy transference. Go and stand on the earth. The entire earth is the complete magnetic field. To move barefoot, try moving barefoot as much as possible. Grounding, earthing. You will find a time comes where your awareness increases. You move over mountains, you move everywhere with barefoot because awareness comes. Every step you put with awareness, with carefulness. A center in the brain is ignited when you walk barefoot. Free reflexology session, free acupuncture session. Touch the earth. That is meditation. Anything. If you are in flight, how can you do barefoot walk? You can still do. Because the source of prana is mind. There is no sun rays. How can you do sun gazing? There are countries where the sun doesn't, you cannot see sun. You can still do. Because the source of sun is mind. Camping. Second. Camping. Camping is one of the best methods to be in touch with nature. Spend overnight in camp. Tents. Many must have tried. You can spend the whole day, the entire holiday, from morn till dusk, camping. Third, living in natural homes, natural houses, as much as possible. Some of these things appear very tough and difficult. We live in metro cities where there is hardly any sun and there are only buildings and there are roads. But in the long run, one must move away from the polluted city and enter into the mountains to live permanently. Into hilly areas. You have to decide, make this decision in life. You cannot spend your whole life in those polluted, dirty atmosphere. If you want to enter into pranic consciousness, if you want to grow spiritually, and if possible, move away from all those cities and enter into villages. Enter into the rustic atmosphere. The more you are close to nature, the more you are filled with energy. The more you are away from nature, you have less of pranic energy and you suffer from all the diseases of civilization. So, earthing, move barefoot, camping, living in natural houses, and moving to the pollution-free places. So, where to meditate? These are the best places to meditate. Water. Second element is water. Drink fresh water. Bathe with water. And while bathing with water, imagine, feel, visualize that this is not water, but this is liquid light. It is filling my system. It is opening all the pores and I am filled with light, divine light. The water itself is the food. Not just by drinking, even the touch of water is food. Even the vision of water is food. People who have gone fasting for a long time, they share their experience that we would go by and there is a lake. Just watching the lake, I derived energy. And they went on fasting for 40 days without food, water. And so easily. Because it is a training of the body and mind. The less you put inside, the more powerful you become. The more you put, the less powerful you become. The water. Charge the water. And we have seen one whole session on charging the water. All the 13-14 different types of methods of charging the water. Charge the water. Ether. Ether means thinking. Good company, spiritual company, like-minded company is very much needed for this pranic journey. If you want to become pranic, you should be in company with light eaters, light workers, lighter nourishment, who have natural propensity towards natural diet, who love fruits and who love vegetables, who love natural environment. Thoughts, negative thoughts, they kill prana. They decrease the intake of prana. So ether is connected to thoughts, fire. Fire, sun gazing. Every day, this is the checklist of a Brahmacharyan. He has to spend some time in sun, sunbathing or sun gazing. Look into the sun. We already seen about sun gazing multiple times in the past. But these are the routine practices. Sun gazing and sunbathing. Expose as much area of your body to sun as possible. Anytime you can do sunbathing. Sun gazing, we have already seen morning 1 hour, evening 1 hour, before sun, after sunrise and before sunset. So within that time window for sun gazing and how to do it, we have seen that in previous classes. So I will not repeat that. You can go through HRM method of sun gazing. We have shared the folders and PDFs on the groups multiple times. So you should be exposed to sun. That is the fire element. It is not about vitamin D or vitamin that and vitamin this. I derive all my nutrients from sun. I receive the entire prana from sun. Sun is the major source, the primal source of everything. Everything that is there on the earth. What is responsible? Sun. Fruits, vegetables, everything that you grow. This is the primary source. It becomes secondary. The prana is trapped, the light trapped in the grass, in vegetables, in the greens. And what you are taking, you are actually not taking this fruit, you are taking prana only. So one method is directly take from sun and another is to take from fruits. But we don't take from fruits and vegetables also. We further cook them and destroy all the prana and then eat. So our eating is not for taking prana, but our eating is to take in poisons and toxins, and we suffer without knowing it. What about ultraviolet? There, as I have said, there are many methods. We have discussed this multiple times. It is not that you go on the very first day and start watching the sun. There are techniques, total 9 months. First 3 months, then 6 months, then 9 months. And it should be coupled with... You can go and read HRM. Hira Ratan Manek. HRM, Method of Sun Gazing. Okay. And we have shared multiple folders and PDFs and books on him. So you can go through that once again. You will get everything about it. So, increasing the intake of prana by meditation. And so, this thing. Water, ether, earth, fire, then air. Air is the greatest source of prana. Wind prana. Go and sit and feel. Your body is filled with pores. My every pore is taking in prana within. My every pore is getting energy. Eyes, one. Mouth, second. Third, skin. These are the three methods, three ways of ingestion. Through eyes, you take in energy from sun. Through skin, you take in energy from air. Through feet, you take energy from earth. And through your forehead, the soul, when you do meditation in Raj Yoga, you take energy from God. He is the supreme source of prana. He is Praneshwar, he is Prananath, the Lord of prana. What we are doing in Raj Yoga, God is here, Shiva Baba is here, and we are here. We take energy from him. There are only three methods of energy. There are only three sources of energy in the whole world. Only three. The first, God. Take all the energy from him. When you take energy from him, then you don't require anything. But it is not that easy. How to connect with him? That connection seems missing most of the time. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, students, children keep on wasting their time. And there is so much burden of sin on their heads. And yet they don't remember the father. Yesterday's Murli also, even 2 hours if somebody is remembering, raise the hands. And even if somebody says, Baba doubts that person. God is the ultimate, the powerful, the original source of prana. And he himself is Brahmacharyan. He doesn't eat, he's a bhokta. He's a karta. So when you connect with him, you become like him. So he is the first source of prana. The second source of prana is soul itself. Except the presence of soul, nothing is needed for this body. When the soul is there, if the soul goes away, no matter how much you feed, or whatever foods you give, does the body eat? No. It is the soul alone which is responsible for keeping the body alive and not the food. Food is just an addiction, a stimulus, that's it. But it is so strong a stimulus and addiction that once you take it out, it is a shock to the body. And body suffers. But we have been taught since childhood that you eat, otherwise you will die. Pranic journey is about reprogramming. Here. You eat, you will become powerful. You will gain strength. Food is not the source of strength. Prana is the source of strength. Food out, prana in. Then you become powerful. Third, five elements. Earth, Prithvi Tattva, Jal Tattva, Akash Tattva, Hava, this air. And out of these five elements, three are most powerful. Solar prana air prana and ground prana. Air vitality globe, ground vitality globe, and solar vitality globe. So these are the major sources of prana, and you should spend time with them. Have communion with nature. Have communication with nature. Have dialogue with nature. Establish that inner link and then see what happens. Tree, hug the tree, hug the rock. Move barefoot, stand under the waterfall, swim in oceans. You derive prana, you derive energy, you derive power. You are no more the same. Exercise, that is the source of prana. You move your body parts, that is the source of prana. Every joint is a chakra. Pranic journey is of activation of all the chakras, not just the seven chakras. Pranic journey is about flow, increasing the pranic flow, is about cleansing the aura. It is the activation of the light body. It is the activation of the third eye. Today's blessing, Baba said, tapasvis are those who keep seated, who remain seated here. They don't come down. Pranic journey is to become tapasvi. So, the first step is where to meditate. So, these are the different places where you can meditate. These are the different methods by which you can meditate. Think of yourself as a soul and remember the Father. We know all this. But how can you think of soul when you are so much body all the time? When you have so many thoughts about body, how to feed, what to feed. All the time obsessed with thoughts of food. The moment Murli finishes, everybody thinks about what is the breakfast. What I am to eat. The moment you finish the breakfast, you are worried about what is my lunch. The lunch is finished. You think evening we will go to some natural places. Baba's mountain. But you can't imagine going there without snack. You cannot feel the nature unless and until you are in the fasting stage. How can you feel the flow of air? How can you touch the tree and feel the prana from it? Because your body is already obstructed. Your chakras are already obstructed. The energy flow has to be established. Then only you become. All the diseases are because of obstruction of the channels in the body, the meridians, the chakras. In the subtle manner. The subtle body is affected, then the physical body is affected. Physical body is affected much, much later. First the subtle body, the angelic body, the ethereal body, the bioplasmic body, the light body, the angelic body. There are dark energies in the angelic body. Free the dark energies. And the body becomes light. The cravings goes away. The pangs. They don't trouble you anymore. So first is where. Second step of meditation is intention. My intention is to bring in more prana into my body. Now the source may be God or soul or nature, anything. But sit, whenever you sit in meditation, sit with an intention. It could be anything. I want to fill myself with love energy. I want to fill myself, because when you are in low energy, when you don't have love within you, you feel like to eat. One of the reasons for eating is lack of love. One of the reasons for eating is boredom. One of the reasons for eating is you are having negative emotions. And that's why you resort to instant satisfaction by eating. But rather than giving instant satisfaction, it results in overeating, overburdening the system and resultant diseases. They further tax you and they bring down all the vibrations. Pranic journey is about raising one's vibrations. So, second is intention. Third, the third step of meditation is visualization. You can visualize a prana tube in your body. This is the prana tube. These are all the different chakras. And now the energy is coming from above. The prana, a column of prana, light golden column is coming, entering through my head, the crown chakra. It's entering down and down and down and down. And it is activating my whole body. All the blockages, all the diseases, all the pains and aches and allergies and everything is going away. I'm becoming healthy and enjoying radiant health, free from pain and suffering and misery. So keep on practicing this. The energy column is coming from above, going down. Coming from above, going down. The entire prana tube is getting cleansed. This is meditation. Third. Fourth. Now you can create different meditations. Through my every pore, prana is entering me. One. Through my eyes, pranic energy is coming into me. Through the forehead, pranic flow is getting established. When I touch the ground, the earth prana is entering my feet. So from everywhere, I am getting energy. It is not only when I sit in Baba's room that I get energy, because I am in meditation all the time. Meditation is not to be done 1 minute or 10 minutes. It is whole day you are meditating in one way or the other. Next, breathing exercises. This we will see later on. Breath work, which is very important. And whenever you are talked of breath work, you only know one thing, pranayama. And people don't want to do that. And even if they do, they continue it only for a short time and then they give up. Because it is very tough. You manipulate breath and nobody likes that. Even if somebody does, who are practitioner, they do. But rest, they don't do this. So we need to see, it is not just about pranayama. Breath work is very important. When the breathing increases, food decreases. If somebody is simply doing pranayama, they may have health benefits, but they don't make them bridharian or pranic. They will enjoy health, physical health, that's it, or mental peace. But our aim is not just physical health or mental peace or emotional stability alone. Our aim is very high, very higher consciousness. We want to transcend this body. We want to move beyond the mind-body complex and achieve and enter into higher planes of consciousness. As I said, the journey, the pranic journey is not about getting rid of diseases. It is not about fasting. It is not about nature cure or naturopathy. It is not about treatment. It is not about detox. It is not about losing or gaining weight. These are very, very smaller and very, very lower aims. And whole world focuses only on this. We are not discussing all these things at all. This is entirely different field approach. It is not just by becoming fruitarian you become pranic, no. It is not just by becoming juicarian you become pranic, no. It is not by just resorting to raw diet you become pranic. You can enjoy health and lightness, but that doesn't make you pranic. Pranic means you focus on prana now. Everywhere you feel it. When you sit in meditation, you feel he is the source of prana and I mean getting all the energies from him. You talk, you work, you think in terms of energy, vibrations and frequency now. You enter a new place, you feel the energy of that place. You meet a new person, you feel his energy. What energy is you are interacting with this person? A new situation comes to you, immediately a very difficult situation. You feel the energy of that situation and the effect of that energy on me. That's why in pranic healing, what they do is sweeping. When you do pranic healing, I get affected by that person's energy. So I have to do sweeping and remove the negative energies, the vibes. If you come in contact, even if you give speech, suppose you have done a very powerful meditation and then you sit and give speech in front of 100 people. Those 100 people, they absorb your energy. So you have to protect yourself from them. You have to create a very powerful field because 100 eyes are observing you. 100 means 200. And they are staring you all the time. Somebody is thinking good about you. Oh, he is so powerful. Somebody is thinking he is just show off. He is egoistic. Somebody is thinking he is just a deceptive person. Another is thinking, no, I should learn from him. Another thinking, oh, it is a awakening call for me. Another is thinking, oh, this is not for me. Another is thinking, it is so boring. Another is thinking, this is all nonsense. I must go and eat something. Again, if somebody is thinking, he is talking about fasting, he is only interested in farting. Another is thinking, he is a Hatha Yogi. Another is thinking, oh, this is not my cup of tea. And somebody is thinking, oh, it is me. It just sync with me. Everything is me. I have to do this. Now, these 100 people are sending their energies. And there is somebody who is strong opposer and critic and opposer. And they are finding out those points so that they can talk against this person. So these many people are there. So it's a great risk to sit there. So you get affected by their energies. I have seen that. In the morning, I feel very powerful. But after seeing OPD of 100 people, 100 patients, the energy level go down. Whether I like it or not, whether I want it or not, energy level does go down. And then you start feeling hungry by afternoon. In the morning, you are not hungry. That hunger is not because it's a real hunger. Because your energy has gone down. Your prana has gone down. So you have to do sweeping. You have to create that aura within yourself that nothing affects you. Because you don't know with what intention people are sitting in front of you. So, we are brotherians. This is a journey. So you can create different methods. It's not far-fetched, no matter what you believe. This is really heaven on earth. And you got to see. They don't want us to know our true nature. They hide the fact that we are perfect being. Have us believe that we need sedation. Food is sedation that sedates us. It lowers the vibration. We are energy beings here. We don't need a thing. We already complete. We live and breathe. Want us to be slave to your time. Want us to eat and get disease. We have been blind so long. Time to wake up. We are. Brotherians. Om Shanti.
Tvameva Mata Chapita Tvameva Tvameva Bandhushcha Sakha Tvameva Tvameva Vidya Dravinam Tvameva Tvameva Sarvam Mama Deva Deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel.
Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep.